Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is April for HR and Business Solutions. I hope everyone is doing well. It is Talk About It Thursday at Offer HR and Business Solutions, and we're wrapping up Performance Management Month here at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Welcome to everyone. So, real quick, I want to give you the again. If you have questions about performance management, 3704359 is the call-in number. And so you can call in with your performance management questions. We're wrapping up the performance management month. We've had a great month. Had a great month yesterday. That's going to be available on YouTube tomorrow. So if you didn't get a chance to, you can review, listen to the and watch the webinar at your own leisure. Click on our YouTube channel, and you can view that webinar. And I'm sure you have some great information. The webinar is implementing a new performance management, or if you are assessing yours, how to do that as well. You'll enjoy that webinar. I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions. Welcome to the show. We have just a little bit about our company before we get started. We've been in business since 2009, and we have three divisions. We have a call center division, we have a virtual human resource management division. We with 2 to 39 employees all over the United States. We also have recruiting and job placement division. We partner with great companies. If you are looking for new positions, you can email us your resume at employment@offer.net. We have a great position that we are filling. Remote position, working from home, and it is a remote professional position. You can go to the offerhr.net/job. You're going to apply right there. We are for a internal marketing intern part. You can also fill out that position. You can also apply on that position on the offerhr.net/job. We have positions that we're filling in the North Carolina area. We're filling a position of a attorney with 8 years experience in mortgage, with mortgage experience. And we're also looking for an accountant in North Carolina as well with benefits experience years. We're looking for a health and business consultant in the Chicago, Illinois. Welcome everyone to the show. We are again wrapping performance management at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Hope you had a chance to our tips that Ellie has been sharing all my. And I had a chance to review our blogs on performance management. Questions, we still have time. 323-870-4359. Welcome to the show. What else do we have going on today at Offer HR Business Solutions? So we have some great, 31 Days has offered 2008 HR. Starts tomorrow. And so all month we'll be sharing specials and all kinds of information on how to get your information, if you're giving raises or you're reviewing your health. Don't forget that open enrollment closes December. If you haven't done that already, I'm sure you have already. I'm just nagging. already done that information. You've got, but yeah, the open enrolls with a shorter span this year, and so it December 15th. So remember that. Keep that in. If you haven't done that, you can do that right. And so we'll be sharing tips and blogs and just all kinds of great things. We have a webinar coming up with some worksheets and things to help HR ready for 2018. So again, we're not, I know a lot of people, a lot of companies are like, oh, okay, we're going to chill the rest of the month because 2017 and everybody's closing down and getting ready for, nope, we're getting ready for the holidays. 2018 is going to be a phenomenal year, and we have to have HR. So if we want to do new hires, we are giving on training packages, on compensation, on health and benefits, information, all kinds of great things we're going to share with you. And so every day we're going to have a tip for you and some information for you. I'm not going to monitor the month of December. And so I'm looking forward to that. We're very excited about that. Welcome to the show again. And we are talking about performance management. I don't know if you had a chance to review our blog. You know, we have our blog spot on the website. HR.net. You want to check that out because we got some great information on performance management. So you want to get the best out of your performance management system, folks. Your employees will work so much better and they'll be so much happier. You have a performance management system that is in your organization. It's very, 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 it's critical. Think because you're a small organization, it's irrelevant. That nothing further from the truth. Absolutely. You have to be able to, you want to, you may be a small organization now, but you're not going to stay small. So we want to grow, we want to nurture our employees. And we, you know, in the small businesses, like large, but in small businesses, employees wear, you know, more hats a lot of times. In larger organizations. And so you want to your employees are appreciated. You want to make sure when they're working hard, you are making sure they have the tools that they need. And you know, you want to make sure that they're ready. Some of them may be in line, or you may see that someone is in line for a promotion. They, you know, they can handle some more. Okay, so you want to make sure that they're appreciated. Mind that performance appraisals, a lot of times, a lot of companies do them yearly. It's okay, but that's not the only time to communicate your appreciation for your employees is during performance appraisals. You want to do that all year round. You want appraisal time, there should be no secrets. There should be no surprises. Things that have behaviors or, you know, that have been less than appealing to the organization or satisfactory to the organization. You don't want to wait for the appraisal time to, you know, employees know. Because a lot of times, you know, employees don't know. They're doing well in a position, and they don't know. Although a way to ensure that employees are doing the best in their positions, of course, is to make sure they are well trained. So you want to keep in mind. You want to make sure your performance, your company is not just doing management appraisals or performance appraisals, but that you have a system that is in line with your company goals, that you are engaging right? That you're engaging them to above and beyond. You're listening, you're encouraging communication in the workplace. It's very important, you know, because, you know, survey by Watson Wyatt showed that only 3 out of 10 workers agree company performance management system helps improve their performance. Now, what that means that, you know, companies may have the appraisal. They do an appraisal process once a year. They hear nothing about it. You know, raises are tied into performance of, you know, that one time you're built. Okay. But what you have to do is you have to make sure you communicate with all year round. You have to encourage them when they're doing well. And to them when things are going are not going so well. You want to communicate, you know, in both instances. Less than 40% of employees said they established clear performance goals and they generated honest feedback or streamline the process. Okay, so what that means is that companies, you know, it's important that you have a performance management plan in place. So a problem or there is a direction that you want to the employee in towards a promotion or improving their. So you put in a clear plan for that to take place. If there are things that need to be improved, then you discuss it with your employee, and then both of you sign up on it. Follow up about it. You know, you can't just put the plan together in a year. Okay, so you want constant communication with your employees. You want to, if they're having difficulty in a certain, don't wait till performance to notify or let you know that I'm having a problem with this. This isn't working, or what, you know, you want to encourage them, let you know that. Be cleared up. 69 employees say they would work harder if they felt their work was more recognized. How about that? You know, that's very important. That's a high number. You know, there's 69. So that means that most people feel they are working harder. Employees don't feel like they need to work harder. They feel like they're appreciated or their work is recognized. So you want to make sure those things are in place. You know, if you're a size organization, you know, have a couple employees work in assessing, you know, where employees are, following up with them on different place or job tests that they think may be done better. You know, a performance appraisal is not the only time to discuss that. And so, you know, as you know, a performance management system is a process of feedback and accountability and documentation to improve performance. The process, it aligns resources, systems, and employees to strategize their objectives and their priorities and reach for them. And the performance management system is not just about evaluating. It's about evaluating employees, managers, and other coworkers, as well as self-evaluation. You knew that, right? It's not just about management, you know, because it's just about evaluating employees. A lot of times, you know, can use some feedback. You know, they're doing so many things that, you know, feedback a lot of times can really help managers as well in the organization, because you want to make sure that the employees' goals are tying into your vision for your company. And so, what is, I'm just going to reiterate, what is the goal of a performance? system? Well, it's to promote and improve employee effectiveness. And the continuous process. But we're not just talking about appraisal. We're talking about a system that works, that helps the overall employee the job or the duty and the task, but the employee, the company. Okay, so they want, employees need to know, you know, how can they help the organization? Because when you, and when works well and work hard with doing a great job, and they're, it's recognized, it doesn't only improve their effectiveness, it also, you know, it improves personally as well as professional. So it helps those to reach goals as well as personal goals. And so the step for performance management, we're just going to reiterate some things a month, is the goals are set up to align higher level of goals. Reaches goals, then you want to set higher goals for that employee. And that employee, most times, wants to set higher goals for themselves, right? We're not growing unless we're stretching, right? And you know, behavior expectations and the standards discussed in appraisal, in the job description, well, you want to make sure that those are, you know, jobs and tasks are changed. The employee knows that you're not just having them do additional things without trained. They're doing them well. And if they're not doing them satisfactorily, let them know. The process, the step is an ongoing performance feedback provided during the cycle of performance management. Not just an appraisal, it's an entire cycle, okay? Performance is appraised by the manager. And then the formal review. Some appraisals are formal, some of them are informal. And the formal or informal, still make sure that the formal reviews are informal, make sure they are written down. Is still in writing. Whatever performance plan, managed plans, be conveyed verbally, but they should be in writing as well. And so the HR decision is made after the performance management cycle at the end on the pay and the promotion. That's what's in line. Elements of goal setting in the performance management cycle or performance management system. And one of them is goal setting, and that's establishing objectives over a period of time. And the performance employee they'll be evaluated against the goals for the individual. Line with the organizational goal. So, you know, every position distinct organizational goals or employee goals directly align with your organization goals. And guess what? They differ with each employee. You have to set, you know, the goals of a project or a, say, in an organization, that accountant are not going to be the same goals as, say, those goals are going to differ. So you have to make sure that those goals are aligned up in the job description. So you know exactly what employee is account or expected in the organization in terms of their. So it is Talk About It Thursday. I welcome you to the show. I am glad that you are here. wrapping up performance management. And so I hope you had a chance to review our blog. If not, check it out, offering.blogspot. That's where that is. So you can check it out there. And also, you know, that great, the great checklist, that management system checklist. And you can get that on the website under From the Desk of All for HR. We've been sending it out through Facebook, and you know, it's that shows you exactly what you're doing in terms of assessing your performance management system. Oh, where are you? And so some things that you should be looking at, some questions you should be asking about your performance management system. In this checklist here, this cute little checklist here we put together, that you should be asking yourself, you know, if you currently have a management performance, is it written? And is one person over performance management system, or is it a department? Sometimes it depends on the size of the organization. But if you're a small organization, you be inclined. You definitely want to be inclined to have someone with you on evaluating and conducting that management system with your employees, because it can be, you know, obvious. You know, you're trying to make sure job descriptions are updated, and you know, there are problems within with job tasks that are being completed. So you definitely want to have a team that's working with you on that. Is a process evaluated on success, and are individuals responsible for the system reward based on their success? So are individuals and rewarded based on the success of the process? And so there are some things that should be included, some evaluated during your performance management system. Quality work, the quantity of work, supervise others. That right there is a key point right there. It's a key of if someone who's in line of promotion, or you may think the person a candidate for promotion. The ability to evaluate others, the number of in a job, and the number of recommendations, the complaints, efficiency, accuracy, the job skills, and the job knowledge, and compliance with compliance. So these are all things that are outline elements of the appraisal that you should be evaluating and making sure that these are key performance indicators that you have on your in your that you're evaluating appraisal when you're performing your performance. So you want to mind again that checklist is on the website there. Policy that you should keep in mind or are inclusive rather in your management system is the performance management performance review for possible unlawful discrimination. So you want to make sure that everyone is being treated fairly during the process, and everyone's true abilities and skills are being recognized. The system involves at least two levels of management. So you want to make sure, again, you want a person over the performance management system. You know, you want to have a team. people depending on the size of your organization. Our records for the performance appraisal. And are they only visited at a professional time? Are the performance appraisals on objective criteria? So are you getting the results that you are seeking from your appraisal? In other words, when you're doing the appraisal process, performing on your employees, are you seeking using them for ways to encourage employees to perhaps promotional work? Perhaps you're seeing some things in an employee who will help, with a particular project. Those kind of things are in your performance appraisal. So you want to again, the checklist is wonderful. You'll definitely review the checklist if you get a copy of it, and we've had it going out all month. Give you a reason to go, to make you really think and just quickly and objectively look at your performance management system. Let's talk about it Thursday at Offer HR and Business. We have, again, some great things going on this month. And I'm so excited about the coming year as well. And that you are looking for your HR ready 2018, because geez, where did the time go? And so let me tell you that if you still have time to get some things together, though, for the not, at the beginning of the year, we always have a ton of to-do lists and projects that we're going to implement during the year. And so we have those, and they look wonderful at the beginning of the year, don't they? It's away from us, and we just kind of, put them by the way, if you will. And so by the end of the year, oh my goodness, I just did not get a chance. So you still have time. If you need that handbook updated, give us a call. The onboarding packages, I hope you have one in place. Onboarding is one of the key components of employee engagement. It's important. It's critical that when you bring on individuals, that you welcome them, they are feel comfortable in their environment, that they're well trained, they have everything they need, for the first day of work organization, and that you follow up with them in say 30, 60, or 90 days. Things are going with your employees. So your onboarding program is very important. A lot of employees actually within the first 30 to 60 days, if they're not from companies that do not have an onboarding program. We have a great one in place. On a handbook or ebook that's coming out soon for onboarding. Questions about onboarding, shoot us an email. Don't forget, we are on Twitter. You can go straight to the offerhr.net, and you can actually chat with us right there. Sure, you can just send a question. And don't forget, we have that, our hotline where you can leave a message if no one answers. A lot of times someone is answering those calls. But you can definitely shoot us a question at offerhr.net. You can ask your questions. We have the starting in December, we have the question, or you have a question that is featured on the show. You'll get a prize or a gift. So what you do is you can go right on our page on our little virtual home there. And you can click on our desk of offer HR, and you can put in, for a question. And if we select your question, then you can you'll receive a gift. You'll get excited about that. I know how much you'll love that. But yeah, you can welcome your questions. But you can click down there, put a question on there, and if your question is on the show, you will receive a free gift from Offer Agency. So how about that? That's pretty cool. So we're starting that next week. That's Thursday, because you know we're here every Thursday now, not every other Thursday. So and send us your questions. And if you have a topic that you want covered, our blog, if we select your topic, you'll win a free gift. Don't forget to sign up for our new one comes out tomorrow. And so you'll get information from offering on virtual HR issue, virtual management and HR issues and all kinds of good things. The year we're getting ready for 2018, and we really, really want to get you ready for 2018. You can click on our website at OfferHR. You can see what we do. Again, we are all over the internet, and we're doing to get to your neighborhood, wherever you are. Welcome you again to the show. If you have questions for performance management, that's our topic for the month. You can call us at 323-0-4359. Again, that number is 323-0-4359. And we can get you'll get questions answered. So we've been talking about all month, and I hope you've had to get the performance management that Ellie has been sharing all month. You know, she gets those tidbits all month long, and she's doing a fantastic job, Ellie. So we had great tips going out all month. Be available tomorrow, so you can click on the YouTube channel, HR.net or the Offer HR, Offer HR Biz, just Offer HR. If you go for Offer HR Business Solutions, you'll find our YouTube channel, which has some stuff on there that you like. We're talking about performance management this month. And don't position remote customer service position that we're filling. Position work from home. You can go directly to the website .net/job board. You can apply right there. A part-time intern, marketing intern. So you can apply right there as well. And we are filling some other positions on the U.S. We are, again, looking for an associate attorney in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a consultant in Chicago, Illinois. We have an industrial manager in Wyoming, Nevada, and Nashville, Arkansas. We have know someone in those areas that's looking. We are definitely filling those. You can forward us our email, your resume to employment.net, and someone will get right back with you and see if you meet the criteria that our clients are looking for. HR manager in Tennessee, that we're filling. Account manager in Somerset, New Jersey. So you can look at the job board offer at /more jobs. And you can look at some positions. And like I said, if you know someone that's looking, know. And get their jobs, and we will take it from there. At our to the show, Offer HR Business Solutions. It started in, we have three divisions. We have a call center division, and we have a virtual human resource management division. We manage companies 2 to 39 employees throughout the United States. We concentrate on how you concentrate on growing your business. So to find out more here, we manage virtual companies. We also manage brick and mortar companies. We do both throughout the United States. And so on the we do out about us, we service nonprofit organizations, manufacturing industry companies. Company, and we supply virtual assistants. So again, we're talking about this month. This is what we've been doing all month long. And Ellie shared her little cool tidbits about it, about performance management. We have that will be on the YouTube channel tomorrow. You can follow us on Facebook or for HR and Business Solutions. You can on Twitter at OffHR. We are on Pinterest, Business Solutions. Tumblr, Offer HR Business Solutions. On Yelp. Mm-hmm. We're on Yelp too. Yep. And on LinkedIn. And Google Plus. So we're kind of out there. You have any questions? Go right to our website again. And you can see questions right there on the website. So we're talking about performance management this month. And so some things that we're learning here, the elements for performance management. One of the, well, the elements management system. And so those elements are pool goal setting. And goal setting relates to the job description, project goals, behavior goals. What's a stretch goal? You know what stretch goals? Stretch goals are used to expand. So, you know, research projects and things like that that employees have or are work with. And so we have the different kinds of talked about throughout the month. And so the appraisal methods, again, the employment, the performance management system is more than just appraisal. Appraisal, however, takes on many methods, the written, and there's also, you know, different ways of doing performance appraisals, simple ranking, and then there are critical and sensitive performance appraisals as well. Employees can actually be done by ranking supervisor into classifications, individual ranking. Employees are ranked from highest to lowest, and comparison. And so when you're doing your performance management, again, you want to make sure you are applying your correct performance management system for your. A lot of companies use management by objectives, which evaluate employee has accomplished objectives. And so that method aligns with objectives, and it's actually a quantitative, you know, like with sales, how much their employee brings in. The 360 degree feedback, method, and that one, the employee's performance is feedback from the full circle of people that work with. They're evaluated from their supervisors, their and even and so the 360 degree feedback is actually a very good tool coaching and identifying strengths and weaknesses. To keep in mind is appraisal standards are job related, and the standards communicated to employees in advance. That's in their job description. And again, when working, they may be assigned a different task that's not included in their immediate job description that they were given when they started. So you might give them additional tasks. So you take notes on how they handled that specific additional task. New job or new task, you want to make sure that if you handle it very well, that you consider that when at compensation. And even if recognizing them a good job and what tests that they're not usually, they don't usually perform. Activities are performed, results are both appraised as acceptable and acceptable result. So you want to keep that in mind. Again, you be sure to. Smaller companies sometimes don't get mad. I love small business owners. But what you in perspective again is the performance management. You want it to be just a performance appraisal, but a system that aligns with your organization so that employees a job with at your in the organization, you know that they're growing and employees grow, so do you as a business owner. So one of the things to keep in mind is that you have a HR system in place. I don't know, there are a lot of HR platforms, information systems that are available. Some of them are free. Some of them are at low cost, or you can actually maintain your HR, your employees, how employees are performing throughout the year. You know, you are praising them and you are recognizing as they occur not just appraisal time. And so that's very, very, very important. You have a system in place, you know, throughout the year. And that's here, again, what we do here at Offer Journey Business Solutions is a platform in place so that we are monitoring things that your employees are doing throughout the year. We are doing things to prepare your company for growth. And we do a lot of risk management. HR risk management is something a lot of people really think of. You kind of think more so management. And so HR risk management is because it's when you're putting platforms in place to prevent chances. And when we talk about platforms, trainings, and about sexual harassment, we talk about diversity, sensitivity, we talk about performance management. These are all platforms that we do within a company so that your company it's hard when you don't have an HR person or one person is doing. Okay, so you want to make sure that you are you're putting to prevent uncomfortable situations for employees. And so while you know while other somewhere quote unquote think labor employment law is going down, labor employment law is not going down. Labor employment law HR. They do not apply to large organizations only. They apply to every organization that exists, no matter how small, no matter how large. They don't put things in place to ensure that employees are treated fairly. And when it's dealt with immediately. And so, again, the thing is to put things in place so that employees know where you as an organizational, again, that's towards your organizational that are going to go on forever and ever with your company, but that these are the things you stand for as an organization, and these are, and so we promote diversity, equality, respect, things that, you know, they're not things that are going down. It's not going anywhere. HR policies and procedures are not going anywhere. And you find that when employees are not are conducting risk management, when they're not doing risk management, a lot of situation kind of get out of hand because if those things are not put in the forefront of the organization, their vision, whereas some companies think, let me say this in a delicate manner, more companies may think that it's because it's not addressed, and so hence, they can go rogue, and because that's why we talk, we express the importance of an employee an updated handbook, and we talk about the importance of harassment training, sensitivity training, and things of that nature as an ongoing project. It's ongoing. It's not a one-time thing. So you want to keep those things in mind. If you have any questions, shoot an email or on the air. It doesn't, you know, either way, we're accessible. And we want to hear, know how we can help you. So we're wrapping up Performance Management Month. And we got a few more minutes left. We do. So we still got time for a call. 323 870-430-8743. That's the number. That's the number. You can call in with your questions. I hope you enjoyed the month and have had a chance to read our about the tips that Ellie has shared this month and our blog. Are ready for a 31-day 2018. So we're getting your HR ready. Sign up on the website for that series. And we are ready. We're getting ready for 2018. So if you have a performance manager, shoot us an email. I hope that I've given you information. Some things to remember, keep in mind, your performance management system is that your system should be participative for everyone, the boss manager and individual involved in the goal setting for your performance management, especially when you're putting together management plan. Goals should be documented again. While performance management system or appraisals may be more formal than others, and it was informal or formal, the goal should be documented, copy retained in the file, because you want to know that you want to be able to, and later on in the year, and say these were your goals and you've achieved all of those or not, but you to be able to have some for your employees to have some structure and direction in terms of a great job in your organization. The goal should be flexible and out for changing conditions. You want with your performance reviews, you know, though appraisals, they review the strength of an employee and their contribution to the organization, the career, and their training needs, as well as promotional opportunities and pay. The components of the appraisal, they vary across industry. So they're not a one-time, what's going to work is the components that you're going to appraise, that you're going to evaluate, are going to be different. Again, if you are talking about an accountant and you're talking about an HR manager, accountant and an account representative. So those are going, they're going to differ because they're different things, different job within their organization, so your organization, their contribution. Are going towards the goal of the company, but they're going to differ with regard to position and each person in that position. So you want to keep that definitely in mind as well. You're not doing a cookie cutter. Everybody's been evaluated the same thing because some things are not going to apply. Some things will apply to all of them, but some components for appraisal is what I'm saying. There's a difference. If you're not getting what you need or the results from your appraisal, you want to make sure it's a system, not a one-time thing. Appraisal is one-time event as opposed to the management cycle, which goes around yearly. Okay, and so short-term, management is long-term. And your appraisal is correction-oriented, is progressive. Okay? And so completing the form is the appraisal, planning for the upcoming year is the system. and the management, performance management system, appraisal, and appraisal is definitely not going to work without the management system. Does that make sense? They work hand in hand. Everyone, I'm enjoying everyone here today. And it is Talk About Thursday. I want to tell you to join us on Facebook Live. This is the first time I'm going to actually get this thing done. You there? We are looking forward to getting your HR ready for 2 months. We are so ready. So we're going to start Monday, December 1st. That's the we're going to start with the with our first day one of 31 days HR 2018. And so all month we're going to share tips, blogs, all kinds of things to get you ready for 2018. You're going to love it. And again, we welcome your questions. You still have time. If you have an employee handbook, give us a call. If you have an onboard, you need one, you don't want it up, give us a holler. And employee engagement. You need employee engagement, right? You can't have a successful with a perform without an employee engagement program. You have to have your employees so you want to keep that in mind. It has having everyone on the show today. We'll talk about it Thursday. Again, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, HR Business Solutions. Where else? Pinterest. And that Pinterest thing I haven't got down to that yet, but we're on there too. So we look forward to you following us, and we look forward to getting your HR questions. If you have a question, you want to know what we do here at All for HR, don't forget to go to our virtual home, .net. It's been wonderful. We will be back next week. We'll be next week. Yep. And we're getting ready. 2018. We're getting ready, folks. It's coming. And you don't want to be a procrastinator like me. Have a wonderful HR day, everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. And have a great HR day, everyone.